Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL quarterback, former college quarterback, current quarterback coach, among other things, Gerard Johnson, the best QB mind this side of the Mississippi, joins the show. Very familiar with Kyler Murray, who has been in the news as of late. He's actually been in the news since he decided to choose football. But he's received a lot of criticism from many in the media, including former Texans GM Charlie Casserly. Gerard, I'm going to play these comments because I know they kind of got you a little bit fired up. We're going to play Charlie's comments. We're actually going to start and pause each criticism. And we want you, based on your experience with Kyler Murray and his family, to either confirm or deny these allegations and this criticism. But before we do that, just give us a little background on how exactly you know Kyler Murray and your familiarity with him.
Yeah, so essentially, of course, Kevin Murray, his dad, played at quarterback at Texas A&M. He arrived at A&M in the early 80s, right after my dad graduated. My dad played at A&M from 76 to 80.
Right.
And so they didn't play together, but of course, I think back to me, I was around College Station about 4 or 5 years after I played, just from knowing guys on the team,
yeah,
back in town, whatever. So he knew my dad in that capacity. So when I was going through my shoulder issues up at A&M, even going into my, he was the first one to tell me, man, your throwing motion, it's jacked.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, look, man, like, your throwing motion's real bad. You're not the same guy right now. I can help you. All I do is train quarterbacks up in Dallas. I can get your throwing motion right. So in the summer before my senior year, I went up there and he really helped me out a lot, but I didn't have the time to afford to stick in.
Right.
And so
and there was a kid running around there.
Yes. Yes, and, of course, Kyler was always there around at the time. I'm starting quarterback at A&M, and I think Kyler may have been eighth, ninth grade, whatever, but throwing around. So he was around.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I went through my draft process, I was actually going to choose Kevin to do my workouts, but I went my agent's choice and whatever, and kind of fell on my face as far as the whole draft process because I wasn't healthy, my shoulder wasn't right. So I moved to Dallas and lived down the street from Kevin and Kyler for 8 months. It was me and Kevin Murray for 8 months, 4 days a week, and he retaught me how to throw football from scratch. Among that time was college freshman year when he was at Louisville and he was around. And so I'm really close with Kevin, the father. Got to know Kyler from a little combat, as much as, you know, Kyler was 15.
Just a kid, yeah.
A kid, and I was, you know, graduating college, you know. So it was, I'm familiar with the family. And then over time, I've also done the Elite 11 process where you pick the top high school quarterbacks in the country, travel the country, and you put them through essentially this whole elite-level quarterback camp that's preparing them for comp. You're taking a 17-year-old like a Josh Rosen, like a Mahomes, these top guys in high school, and kind of giving them a peek into what their future is going to be like, putting them through combine interviews, putting them through simulated pro days. You get to know them on a deeper level. So Kyler went through that process as well. And so I've got to know Kyler pretty well. And, of course, like I said, Kevin Murray was a godsend for me as far as my career. Gave me an opportunity to play in the NFL, fixing my throwing motion. And so I've got to know the family pretty well.
All right. So you have, and this is what Charlie Casserly, just for those who were not listening, day before yesterday, wasn't it? Charlie Casserly heard from a couple, apparently, of anonymous scouts, take it for what it's worth, or general managers or whomever it was, anonymous football people, and was told basically Kyler Murray is not good at anything compared to the elite quarterbacks that he's seen going into the draft before. So we're going to start and stop this audio. You've seen Kyler on the whiteboard. You've seen Kyler as a leader. You've worked with Kyler occasionally. So I think you can just address, I want you to do two things. Myth, or maybe that I could see where a general manager could see this in Kyler Murray.
This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
And I've been doing this a long time. Leadership, not good.
Leadership, not good.
Myth. There's no way from an interview amongst us you can talk about somebody's leadership. The leadership is the player and his teammates and his peers, not the leadership amongst
like in an interview room.
Interview room. And so here's the biggest root of all this. There is a disconnect. This is the reason that Cliff Kingsbury is hired. This is the reason why Sean McVay is hired. There is a disconnect right now. The gap between college football and pro football has never been greater as far as music and practice, as far as the style of offense, as far as the type of kid, the age it is. They're getting recruited on Twitter.
Elaborate on music and practice.
So just like you go to a college, you go to a college practice, it's like a pep rally. Because that's what the kids respond to.
Okay.
You go to, so you take a Charlie Cashley from the era he's in. There's a whole line in the NFL that is
okay,
that.
Okay.
And then the college, like, that gap is growing. People are getting older and college is getting younger and more assimilating to the players.
Okay.
And so from a leadership standpoint, you need Kyler to lead his peers, not your peers. And that's where this disconnect comes from.
All right. Let's pick it up.
Study habits, not good.
Study habits, not good.
You don't know anything about his study habits. Along with that, I keep going back to that gap.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff
right.
was not astute on the board. Neither was Patrick Mahomes. Neither was Baker Mayfield, because the systems they're running in college
right.
are different than the NFL. Mm-hmm. And so here's what happens. These guys go to combine trainers, and I did the exact same thing. And depending on who your agent is and who you're put around, they literally coach you up for these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two lines of thoughts, because there are people who've gotten knocked for this. There's the lines of thoughts where you're so trained to where you're gonna walk in there and I'm going to tell you everything you want to hear, because I have 20 people who know what they want to hear.
Right.
And you're going to be this robot. And there's guys getting knocked for that, because they're trying to get you, man, all right, miss me with all this. Well, yes, sir, and this is my favorite play is to call this, and here's a – who are you? There's guys getting knocked for that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go in there, and you're just yourself. So tell me about what you do. Well, our system, I mean, we did A, B, and C. So what about a cover three zone blitzer? I don't know what that is. What do you mean you don't know what that is? That's not what they asked me to do in college.
Right.
And, like, being around Kyler –
so that automatically becomes not – doesn't know what he's
just
doing.
There's a disconnect with this thought. Well, you at least got to be – no, you don't, because – now the NFL is kind of catching up to college, and there's this huge gap between the old guard and what you got to become. If you're going to play, if we're going to get all this money, you better be ready to go right now. No. Nowadays, when you come in, do you have the mental capacity to lead this group of men and learn? Do you have the mental capacity to learn? Because there aren't these colleges running pro-style systems. Any quarterback you get
mm-hmm.
that's coming from a highly spread attack offense is not going to know NFL football.
It's almost like because I remember the Gruden QB camp, and we're talking to Gerard Johnson about Charlie Casserly's comments about Kyler Murray. I remember watching the Gruden QB camp when he would make Cam Newton go up there on the whiteboard, and then people would have hot takes about it. That's almost like asking a fifth grader who's taken basic math and is about to start pre-cal or something like that to do a pre-cal problem on the board.
And nobody's
taught
them that.
Just because they can't do pre-cal right then doesn't mean that they can't learn it. It's the next step in the process to maturation. Gerard continued. This is Charlie Casserly with Gerard Johnson reacting.
The board work, below not good.
Below not good on the board.
And it's just because he wasn't taught it. If you weren't asked to do that. He won a lot of football games. The college thought process right now with how coaches are getting fired. Majority of colleges, there's an exception. Now, Jimbo Fisher's different.
Mm-hmm.
They're running a pure pro-style system.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these schools, I'm going to recruit heavy, keep the play number down, and coach off that and let these great athletes fly around, be free, and with the thought that at Oklahoma, I'm a recruit of Kyler Murray and enough guys around him mm-hmm. where their natural ability is going to shine. Yes, we're going to coach them. Yes, we have a system, but how I do my play. So instead of a play, I write Fox 2, I basically fullback bounce.
Yeah.
To Kyler, it's just I write bounce.
Yeah.
So you chunk, you do things to where they don't have
concepts.
You're making things easier for the millennial, for the younger brain. You're putting it in ways how you give all, everything is tailored around how do I get 18-year-olds to peak perform.
Yeah.
And so when you go to these guys who are used to not doing that, when they put you on a board and start asking all these questions, the odds are, so I think there'd be some truth to that. The mm-hmm. odds that Kyler got up there and knowing Kyler's personality, and they were like, well, tell me this A, B, C, D, and Kyler was like, look, I don't know that. We didn't do that at Oklahoma.
I think he said one more thing.
Not good at all in any of those areas. People will say, well, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. I mean, those guys, you never question about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy's not outstanding in those areas.
You just don't know. You don't know enough about him. Lincoln Riley said everything opposite of that. On top of the fact, I think that's an inaccurate statement for him talking about Baker and Mahomes. Yeah. They were not that astute.
They did the same thing.
In the board. And so for me, this becomes a racial issue too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not think that there's a guard of NFL whatever that are – I don't think people are racist where they dislike
It's a bias.
It's a lack of the ability to relate.
Yeah.
For Kyler Murray to walk in there undersized, knowing Kyler and his personality, and to not be jumping on there. There's myself. I was coach. As a coach's kid, I'm going to look you in the eye. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, yes, sir. I'm going to be hanging on every word you say.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching, what I know now, kids these days don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
There are more kids who don't do that. They're not disrespectful. They're just not. Yes, sir.
It's not how they are.
Well, coach, I will run. Whatever you know, that's just not. And so if you – for a young black quarterback to walk in there, mm-hmm. college, undersized, whatever, and to not be – you got – and I told this from my dad. Mm-hmm. As a young black quarterback, you better go in there, and they're already expecting you to be one way. You better be the opposite. You better go out of your way to show these people that you are wired differently.
How many times has a football person called you well-spoken?
A million times. Or how many times I've walked into a room and I felt that people – if I didn't go overboard to show how much more intelligent I was, or show these things that I'm show that I'm different, that I was immediately put in a box of, well, you know, this is kind of, I'm like, what do you mean this is complicated? You don't know what I know, what I don't know. So what I'm getting at is there's a disconnect here.
Yeah.
I see this as a major disconnect from.
It goes deeper than Kyler, obviously.
It comes deeper than Kyler. And it just, literally, this is just, and this is why coaches get fired and why some players are busts.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the owner, you take Charlie Casserly, who had the disdain towards Kyler,
mm-hmm.
and whoever group this is, and Kyler walks in there, nothing Kyler does will ever meet their expectations.
Right.
You better draft some, there has to be a connection there. You know what I'm saying? So Russell Wilson will probably, even though they're the same size, whatever, mentally, personality-wise, Russell Wilson maybe it's drastically different than Kyler Murray.
Right.
So my whole thing is that's why I like the thought of the Cardinals, because that is why Cliff Kingsbury got hired, because mm-hmm. he understands the dynamic of these young guys. There is a disconnect. There's a racial disconnect. There's a social disconnect. There's an age disconnect. Everything about this sounds like Kyler walked into some meetings.
Yeah.
And there was just, it literally was square peg, round hole.
Yeah.
And neither side kind of wanted to budge, and Kyler wasn't as trained to give you what you want mm-hmm. as they wanted him to be, and it just was absolute bad. And to go on national television and say he's the worst ever,
right?
I just think is a very overzealous opinion, because you're not thinking of the fact that there are people who think differently than you.
Yeah.
I could strongly dislike somebody and somebody else could hate them, but me getting on air on at being him and his national
right
brand and those words, I think is disrespectful to the fact, because you do have an influence, and it's not about if you like him or not. It's not about if whatever. If two teams out of 32, you could say that about every player. I'm not going to say the worst, but odds are that there's two teams of all the NFL teams that dislike a player are really, really high.
Yeah,
and if you got it from a couple that disliked him, well, all it takes is 30 other ones who like
it. The right two, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, I don't know, I just think it's very irresponsible to make those statements from that setting, because there's just not enough. If you would have said his head coach had an issue or something like that, and so for Lincoln Riley to come out and back him and all these people to come support him, I think it was a sour grapes and an opportunity for, honestly, one of his friends, Kyler may have pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there were some testy moments at Elite 11-wise with Kyler, and I can get into that story a little bit you know, later.
Well, I do want to ask you.
Let's get in that on the back end.
I do want to ask you also something about Kyler Murray that I think might have led to this as well.
Yeah, and I also think that some of the criticism might be valid. I'll see if Gerard Johnson fires me up like he did Charlie Casserly. Also, Deshaun Watson's back on the field. What exactly is he doing? Gerard Johnson has a very solid idea of what exactly your quarterback is working on. Gerard Johnson in the building, in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.